This is the Game Buddy Funcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Game Buddy Funcast. That's right, this is episode 18, and we're going to have some fun conversation. We're going to be blindsiding Piper when he comes in here about video game movies.
Yeah, hypothetical games based on popular feature films. So Piper, we have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
You are being given $280 million, which is roughly the budget of Grand Theft Auto V, to create any game that you want. The catch, the game has to be based on a popular Hollywood film. What do you got?
Oh, let's say a film?
What's a movie that would make an interesting $280 million AAA game? It could be anything you want. Just you have to spend all $280
million. Hmm. Oh, maybe we could do...
What were you going to say? Let's spill the beans, man.
I would think that you could make a pretty cool game out of Southland Tales.
Southland Tales.
Okay, so
of course he picks a movie I've never seen.
It's a Richard Kelly film. Same guy that did
Right, that's the.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I remember just seeing the. Yeah, I saw the preview and it looked interesting, actually.
Dude, it's a fucking awesome movie. I love it.
It is a movie. I will tell you that.
It didn't get very good ratings, but I really liked it.
So what is it about this you think could transfer into the realm of AAA games?
It could make a really awesome 2D side-scroller that I spend $280 million on.
Okay. So now we have something to work with here. How does one even make a $280 million side-scroller?
Dude,
You have to pay for licensing to get The Rock in there. I'm pretty sure that costs some money.
He'll probably win about $500, I would think.
$500?
Yeah.
Probably, roughly around that. What's he doing nowadays? Oh, that's right. It's like Hercules or something.
You said 2D side-scroller. Like, is this kind of a Metroidvania, kind of open, or is it a Contra? Like, what do you mean by 2D? Like,
I would like to make it like 2D, like Mario.
So I haven't seen. You'll have to help me. I haven't seen the movie. Like, would there be guns or punching, or are you jumping on stuff?
There is guns. There's punching, and there is intrigue.
There's jumping on things.
So it sounds like It sounds like a kind of like a Shadow Complex-y maybe sort of thing.
We can. Have you never? You need to watch the trailer so you know.
I saw the preview. I remember it looked interesting. I just never saw it because I don't even think it came out in theaters here.
It did.
Or if it did, it was in theaters for like a week, and I missed it.
Well, it came out in 2006, so.
Right. Well, yeah, it's been a while.
It's on Netflix, dude. Check it out.
Okay, I'll have to watch it. Yeah, I thought it did look interesting, but I really think this is good though. Like, spending $280 million on a 2D game. Now would it actually be 2D, like hand drawn? Or polygonal.
Yeah, it would be hand-drawn.
So we'd have to get maybe like Disney Pixar to do it, to spend that kind of money, I'm thinking.
I would like to pay Banksy to do it. There's our budget.
Banksy, the notorious trickster British street artist?
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting.
The whole game is spray-painted.
Oh, that would be neat. So it would just be like it was just one big scrolling brick wall or...
Yeah, no, not necessarily, but I mean, I just want it to be like spray paint art. So there we go. Because like right there, he's worth, I don't know, a couple million.
Well, he's a bit of a trickster. He would probably do it for free or next to nothing.
He would probably end up ruining our game.
Which would be amazing, though.
Yeah.
Because he's always, did you see his, he did the Simpsons intro a couple years ago?
No.
It was unbelievable. Look it up. If you're on a computer, I think you should look at that on YouTube right now. It's unbelievable. Yeah, if you're on a computer, he totally trolled the Simpsons when they went to him to do the intro. It's really, really well done. Now, have you seen the Banksy movie? Exit to the Gift Shop.
Gift Shop. Yeah, that's a really
now cool. That would be a cool game, I think.
Exit to the Gift Shop.
How could you make a game of that?
I haven't seen the movie. I can't really say.
It used to be on Netflix. I can't vouch. I don't know if it is anymore. But it's kind of, if thinking back, it's a movie about, it's kind of a movie about making a movie, isn't it? So it kind of have to be something like that, like a very self-aware video game, I think is how kind of a Banksy.
Maybe like an adventure game, maybe. I think maybe like an adventure game on that.
I think honestly, if Banksy made a game, he would do kind of a spin on like free-to-play, kind of that, something that way.
But it would be free to play without the pay to win aspect. Yeah, it would be actually free to play.
Right. And but there would be something to it though, and I can't really put my like what would be the big twist on a Banksy game? It would be almost kind of like a Peter Milano game, where the more people play it, the more something happens or something like that. I don't know. I really do like the Banksy idea, though. I think that could be really cool. Like a kind of a spray-painted stencil aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really think you spent 280 mil, though, on the idea. So you have at least 200 million left. Like maybe you could bring in somebody crazy to like do the music for it that would be a lot of money.
I wouldn't have a homeless person do the music. I would pay them $10 million.
Or you could just get, like, a handful of homeless people to do something interesting and just give them all the money.
They could, like, just, like, have a bum fight and I'll record it, and that's the soundtrack for the game.
Yeah.
Lots of grunting and spitting and talking about Vietnam.
Ooh. Yeah. Whoops. I like this. Now, see, this is what's so good about these kind of game jam where you come up with these ideas. Like, they just kind of spiral and spiral. I'm into the idea of just giving homeless people $280 million and putting them in charge of making a video game.
Mood.
Like, what would that even – yeah, like, and ideally, like, homeless people that have never played a video game or even know what a video game is.
Ever.
And yeah.
And they're blind.
Yeah. Like, what would they – I don't even know. Like, what would they do? And they have to do this. There's no option. I mean, if they want this money, which I would think they would want it, they have to deliver.
We would hope they would want it.
We would sit down these you know, societal outcasts and say, look, you have to deliver a AAA video picture entertainment product if you want this money over here.
Or we're going to bury you alive.
Or we are going, yeah. Or we probably will kill you and no one will care.
Make your choice. Hope the game's good.
Yeah. 280 million or death. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It doesn't even have to be good. I don't care if it's good. It just has to be. It has to be triple A. Because I mean, let's face it. Half of the triple A games are notoriously terrible, right? So, it just has to be triple A. It has to be expensive. There has to be a Hans Zimmer in there somewhere, or not, you know.
Did you say an onion?
I said a Hans Zimmer.
Oh.
Because Hans Zimmer's doing video game music for AAA multi-million dollar games.
That would be good music then.
I think he does Call of Duty now. Mm-hmm. Hans Zimmer.
Yeah. So, Ed, what game would you create if you had the cash? You know, what's your main?
I've actually been thinking about this for a couple weeks. It's kind of how I came up with the idea for the segment. I want Rockstar to make a $280 million Roadhouse video game based on the classic Patrick Swayze movie, Roadhouse. They just put Roadhouse on Netflix about a week and a half ago, and I love the movie, and I've literally watched it almost every day since they put it up. And I'm watching it. It's a great movie. I'm assuming you both are men. You've seen Roadhouse, right?
Yeah, Roadhouse.
I've never seen it. I just know Patrick Swayze's in it.
You need to watch it. But it would be the perfect video game because it's about a guy who's the best. They call him – are you familiar with this term? It's cooler. COOLER. It's like the guy that runs the bar and he's in charge of security and stuff.
So he's like a bouncer.
They call him a cooler, but he runs the bar. He's like the bar manager. And it's about this badass cooler, of course, played by Patrick Swayze, who has to – he's hired by this guy that just acquired this saloon in Missouri. And, you know, I think he's somewhere in the East Coast. He has to go out to the sticks and, like, fix the place up. And then he gets, you know, wrapped up in, you know, like the local gangster guy that kind of runs the town, you know. But it would just be a really, really good $200 million game. Because there would be, like, RPG elements to it. Because in the movie, he's constantly, like, having to, like, manage the bar and, like, find where he's going to get the cheapest liquor from. And, like, he's, you know, hiring and firing people. Like, I would really like that in a game about, like, also, like, throwing people through windows and, like, getting in huge bar brawls and et cetera, et cetera. I think it'd be awesome.
Okay, okay. Now, how also, what kind of game would this be?
It would be kind of like it would be a lot like Shamu, I think.
It would be kind of
like this open world where you're in this little Missouri town and you, almost kind of like Bully in a way. That's why I said Rockstar would have to do it. But and you know what? It really wouldn't be too far-fetched considering like they made a game based on the Warriors. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I do remember that game.
And also, I mean, you would have to, like, get Patrick Swayze's family on board because I want, like, a completely digitally recreated Patrick Swayze. It would have to be next gen to get that Swayze hair, that mane that he has in that movie. Like, that would they would really test the PS4, I think. But, yeah, I could definitely, yeah, if Rockstar, like, had me direct that, like, I could spend that $280 million easily.
Easily, you know, do.
I want the full facial capture stuff they did on L.A. Noir. I want all that.
Who's going to voice Patrick Swayze in that, though?
We would have to spend a lot of the money to create, like, one of those Vocaloids that, because, you know, they can already do that, right? They can recreate people's voices. That technology's out there.
We just need a robot.
Yeah, so we would be we'd be spending like a cool $40 million right there on a Swayze Vocaloid, probably.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, you know, Swayze was kind of like an everyman Texas boy. Like, you could probably get somebody to do his voice easily.
Yeah, somebody could mimic that.
Getting his likeness, I think, would be tough. Oh, you know who else is in that? He was totally badass. It's Sam Neill. He's still alive. So we're getting Sam Neill to be his buddy, you know.
Hold on, right, him in. Will this be like a recreation of the game, or will it be like kind of like a sequel?
I was talking to a friend I was watching it with again last night, and this is another reason I think I got the idea. In the movie Roadhouse, they're constantly referring back to past experiences where Swayze's character killed a man. His signature move is he rips people's throats out, which of course you got to have it in the game. But yeah, I think the road. Honestly, if it was me making it, this Roadhouse game would be a prequel, so it would be in the late 70s probably.
I'd play it.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a huge hit. I mean, it would have action, you know, fighting. I mean, it would have to have, like, the best, like, combat system ever, too. It would have the open-worldness, the RPG elements, you know. You can go and buy, like, stonewashed jeans, and you could just you would have the romantic element to it, you know, because it's a Swayze joint. You got to have the scene, you know, where he makes passionate love, you know, to a woman, and you see his glutes, you know.
Does he ever wear a shirt in the game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because his character is like a martial artist in it. Right. So there's like, you definitely have the scene like in the movie where he's shirtless and he's doing his training out on the lake. Like, yeah, that would be that like.
Quest right there, you got to do sweaty push-ups.
Well, I think you would just have like, you level your guy up by doing the training, probably, your stats or whatever.
I'm going complete left field from what you guys are doing. I have the best idea ever for a movie tie-in to the video game. You guys want to know what that is?
What do you got?
Know what that is?
What?
Super Mario Brothers, the movie.
The game.
The game.
Super Mario's the movie, the game. Now here's, I hate to just butt in on you, but I have to get this out there. This game is only on non-Nintendo systems.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
It's only on the PS4 and the Xbox.
Yeah, for some reason they got some loophole. Like, whoever did the movie, who did it, Touchstone?
I feel like I remember that Touchstone logo at the beginning, but I could be wrong.
They somehow got the loophole, and they're totally screwing Nintendo over, and they're went out and PS4 and Xbox got the rights to come together to do this game. Team that does, well, actually, no, it's a PS4 exclusive. Naughty Dog gets the rights to do it.
Okay. Allow me to butt in again. I'm sorry. I like the idea that Nintendo actually develops it, but they don't want kind of a gritty, realistic game on their own system, but they're perfectly okay with it being on PS4 and Xbox. $280 million, that's plenty of money to get Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo and – oh, Dennis Hopper's dead. Oh, goodness.
Again, we'll do the whole voice change thing, but
– luckily, you have to –
We can have a new bad guy.
Ooh, I like that. It's a sequel to the movie.
It's a sequel to the movie. Okay.
So it's the frog guy or it's
Wart. It's Wart. Yeah, okay.
I like the fact that I just said David Blaine.
David Blaine will play the villain.
No, he is. No, it is the enemy.
David Blaine can totally be in this game. He's kind of creepy and mysterious. I think that would be great.
Do it.
I love the idea of this Mario with full motion capture, facial capture of Bob Hoskins and
John
Leguizamo.
If you guys there, I didn't want to do that. I want to kind of like be kind of retro-ish, you know. I want to kind of like old Sega CD FMV type games. Notice match the quality of the movie, you know.
How are you going to spend $280 million on that, though? Just make a $280 million movie and then just make it into the FMV.
You got to get the characters to come back and do it. So it's going to cost a lot of money for them to actually pick up these roles and do them again. If not, they'll just be drinking on the set again the whole entire time.
So we're going to have to at least give Bob Hoskins like $1,000 to come back.
Just $1,000.
Yeah. Oh, wait, isn't he dead too? Or he's dying, I think. We got to go fast, Sean. I think he was just diagnosed with something. I'm not even kidding. God bless him. He's a great actor.
Yeah.
I like the idea of it being, of them being older. I think that would be kind of cool.
What do you think? Yeah.
But John Leguizamo isn't doing much, I don't think.
Yeah, what's he doing nowadays?
I don't know. I know he wrote kind of a tell-all Hollywood book about how everyone is an asshole in Hollywood and how he almost always gets in a fight with his all these big co-stars he's worked with. Because remember, John Leguizamo was everyone's sidekick, at least, you know, at some point in time in the 90s. So I don't know, man. Like, I I'm a big Sega CD guy. I'm into the idea of FMV, but I specifically said AAA, and I just don't know if that's AAA, Sean. So
AAA enough?
I don't know. I mean, I need to be sold a little better on this idea of it not being a – because honestly, when you said Mario Brothers, the movie, the game, I thought like it's an open world Mario game that's in that universe. That actually kind of seems kind of neat. I don't know.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that's how I want to go. But how would you go with it, Sean? What would you do? What would you do with it?
How to make your terrible game?
It's a great game, dude. Great idea. Great idea for a game. Come on, get with it. Super Mario Brothers, the movie, the game, on PS4.
Dude, there's no way to make that good.
You could totally make it good. Just think of it like I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think what it would be.
And Shiggy's helping out freaking Naughty
Dog. Yeah, because it's a Nintendo game. But, I mean, obviously, there's no – check this out. There's no Japanese team in existence that knows how to make a $280 million game, so they would probably have to have a little bit of support but from a Western developer, which they already do that. But it's still, like, yeah, at its core, like, Shigeru Miyamoto will be the director of this game, but we're telling him what he has to make.
Yeah.
Which he will not like it one bit, but it's tough shit.
It's our game.
Yeah. Hey, Miyamoto, I don't really know what you've done in your career, but around here, we call the shots, and you're just coming along for the ride, pal. So you know. I don't know how they do things over there in Kyoto or wherever you're from. But right here, we spend $280 million on video games.
That's just on the cutscene.
That's on the cutscene right there, yeah. Okay.
That's what it's about.
So, Sean Blythe, if you're really going to dig in on the idea of it being FMV, you're going to have to – it's a movie then, and you're going to have to just hire a director.
No, no, no. With technology nowadays, I'm sure you can, like – remember the Street Fighter, the movie, the game? You know, how does that, like, FMV feel, and you're still playing Street Fighter?
Oh, so you're, like, saying, yeah, you're saying you actually want it to be a game, but you want the actual motion – they called that digitized graphics.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Mortal Kombat. Yeah, where you photograph. Okay. Oh, see, I thought you totally meant like it was like how they would make a Sega CD game where they would literally would take a B movie and then be like, press.
No, that's
right.
That's the cutscenes.
Right? Okay.
Okay.
So, could you imagine dragging Bob Hoskins, who's probably dying, to that green screen and just barking orders at him all day? Like, I need you to stand in this pose.
You know, they can do a stand. They can do a stand-in for that. They can do a stand-in, man.
Yeah, and then, well, you know, it's easy. We just, all we do is literally frame by frame Photoshop Bob Hoskins' head in there.
Yeah.
And you're done. So, but here's the thing, Sean Blythe. Would it be a traditional Mario where you're just kind of side scrolling like and hopping, or would it be more of kind of like a an out of this world, more cinematic side scroller?
That's good pick right there. I don't know. Let's just kind of do like kind of out there thing, because it's Naughty Dog, right? So there's guns. They're gonna have guns in it, you know, kind of shoot bang bang on the Goombas and Koopa Troopas. But Mario doesn't. They have like fungus, because, you know, they're finally
those big guys.
Yeah, they're trusting the fungus in this one, so. It does magical things. They have bombs, you know.
Did Mario and Luigi have guns in it? I can't remember.
I seem to remember some form of guns.
Some sort of like flamethrower type power up type.
I remember they did they had the boots, which were cool. The kind of the jumpy boots. The
little jump boots, yeah.
Because, you know, it's Hollywood. You can't just have a guy just jump. Why not? You know, it's a movie. It's not like you can do anything you want with a movie. I think Nintendo could probably get Ed Boon, maybe. He probably remembers how to make those those digitized graphics.
Give it to NetherRealm to do it.
Well, here's the thing. I think Nintendo can handle it. They just need to hire like a really good photographer to you know, take the pictures of the people that you're using in it.
Like Ann Geddes.
Her or who's the guy? Who's the creepo that just did the new Miley Cyrus video? Terry Richardson.
He's so scary.
Yeah, Terry Richardson, I think, is the director of photography.
Everyone would be getting raped.
Well, you know, I'm sure he would behave himself in Japan. Oh, we could get Guillermo del Toro involved. The guy that did Pacific Rim and Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Hellboy. Yeah, I think maybe he could help out with it, help Nintendo, and then you got your game. I actually want to play this game now.
You just made the most Nintendo expensive game in the world.
I want to play all the our games that we came up with. I think we may be pros. I want to play the Banksy thing that you came up with, Piper. I want to play. Of course, I want to play Roadhouse. And I want to play this. This badass Mario digitized graphics game with Industrial Light Magic. Sounds good.
That's so
like
realistic.
A game to me. Sounds like a great game to me. I don't know about you guys, but all of them do. All right, guys. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Game Buddy Funcast. We'll see you next time. Same time, same channel. Days, everybody.
Nerd!